Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So I'm just going to jump right into it because we have Carrie Lake today. She's awesome. She's been taking the media to task, and we love to see it. And what's really cool is that everywhere she goes, she wears a lavalier mic that's attached to her, and her husband films. And the reason why this is so good is we get to see the other side of these conversations with the media, because what we all know that the media likes to do is they take things out of context. They try to make you, look bad. They try to make it look like you said something you didn't. And they're certainly not going to show when you take them to task. They're going to edit that part out. So by doing this, we all get a full insight and a full look into, one, how the media operates, and then, two, how Carrie Lake can handle them. Listen to this.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to see you. Off CNN.
You don't have a mask on anymore. What's
we're,
going
we're
on?
Outside. Do you have
wow.
a minute to
well,
chat?
Well, we're 6 feet apart.
Do you have a minute to chat?
I'll do an interview.
Okay.
As long as it airs on CNN Plus.
Oh.
Does that still exist?
Yeah.
I didn't think so, because the people don't like what you guys are peddling, so, which is propaganda. Thank you.
Anthony, how old are you?
20.
Are you a journalist?
No.
Well, you did better research than half these people. Let's talk about election deniers. Here's 150 examples of Democrats denying election results. Oh, wow, look at this. This is from Joe Biden's press secretary. Reminder, Brian Kemp stole the gubernatorial election from Georgians and Stacey Abrams. Democrats saying that. Is that an election denier?
This was the real news yesterday that none of you wanted to cover. We're 11 points up. You're in a frenzied panic because your chosen candidate is not winning. You didn't want to cover this, so you had to run with a completely garbage bullshit story. Shame on each and every one of you. Shame on you.
And it looks like that boldness will be rewarded. She's up by as much as 11 points in the general election against Katie Hobbs. It looks like she will win this race. And Katie Hobbs won't even debate her, which really speaks to what a coward Katie Hobbs is, but also speaks to Carrie Lake as a candidate, that her opponent is so afraid of her that she won't even go on stage and be on a stage with her. But what I like the most about Carrie Lake and what I respect the most about her is the fact that she resigned from a cushy job. She resigned from being a lead anchor on Phoenix's Fox 10, where she worked for 22 years, because she became disillusioned with the media's coverage of COVID, because she felt like the media was pushing propaganda. And as someone who's obviously covered a lot of these issues surrounding COVID very closely, and it's been a passion of mine, I really respect that. It takes a lot of guts to step away from something that you're so good at, that she clearly loved. I truly believe she's running for the right reasons. I truly believe that she'll be a disruptor and that she is fighting to change the system. And that's what we need right now when we have a government, whether it's the federal government, whether it's, you know, state governments in so many states, not here in Florida because we have Governor DeSantis. But in so many aspects of government, we don't have leaders. We don't have people who are bold. We don't have people who are standing up for what is right. We have too many cowards. And Carrie Lake is not one. I hope you love this conversation I had with Carrie Lake. I know I did. Carrie Lake, it's an honor to have you on the show. You're bold when we need more bold leaders. So I just, I respect and appreciate what you're doing. So thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you. I'm happy to be on with you, and I'm a fan of yours, and we're just out here doing what every American who would be in my position should do, fighting for the people. And I think we're doing great because we have a movement, and we're up in the polls, and we're just going to keep working hard up until November 9th or November 8th and then beyond.
Yo, Carrie, I deeply respect you resigning from your job as a television anchor during COVID. I took a lot of arrows for not getting vaccinated and questioning lockdowns. So what you said really spoke to me, and I shared your frustration. Why do you think so many elected officials and journalists uncritically pushed lockdowns and vaccines?
That's a good question. I think fear, you know, it's hard to stand out at a time when you see what people who do stand out and speak against the system or what's happening go through. When you see them being canceled, you know, their social media is taken away. Not that that's a big deal, but they're embarrassed. They're publicly humiliated, doxxed, and destroyed. And so I think a lot of people were afraid. Also, we were in uncertain times, and people were afraid about losing money and not having the ability to feed their family. And I think it's just scary to be courageous. I mean, I was afraid to walk away. I didn't know what was going to be on the other side. I certainly never envisioned myself running for office and having, you know, this much success in politics. I walked away not knowing if I would be able to, you know, feed my family. But God is amazing. And I threw my life 100% into his hands. And I knew it was the right thing to do. And what's so cool about it, Lisa, is I didn't realize that I would inspire other people with my resignation. I really just put my video out to let people know why I was gone so they didn't wonder where I went after covering Arizona for 27 years. I didn't want them saying, what happened to Carrie Lake? And that video inspired so many people to take bold action in their own lives. And so that's what I'm most proud of.
Well, you know, I know you mentioned God. Is that where your fearlessness comes from, or where does that fearlessness come from? Because you're right, it's not easy to be brave in today's society. So where does that come from for you?
For sure, God. But I think once you do something big and bold like that and you realize, oh my gosh, I survived that. I'm still standing. And when you are not motivated by money anymore for many months and years, I think I stayed in that field because of the money. And when all of a sudden you walk away and you're like, I'm not motivated by that anymore, you realize that what we do in this life and the changes we make for the better are the ones that really are the currency. When we get to our meeting with our maker, what is the real currency? It's not the money you had in your bank. It's not the money you had in your 401k or your savings. It's not how big your house was. It is what did you do to make life better? What did you do to help people? And I think once you get to that point, the fearlessness will happen. It will come. And you're right. I'm not afraid of anything. It's such a great feeling. It's such a freeing feeling to not have fear ruling over.
And speaking of that, I mean, we face a lot of issues as a country, inflation, open borders, which I know you've spoken very strongly against, but we're also becoming a society without a moral compass. You know, I mean, we've got the left pushing for abortion up until the moment of birth, mutilating children in the name of transgenderism. How do we find that moral compass again as a society?
Well, I've said it many times in my speeches I've delivered since I got into this race, you know, a year and a half ago. We have to bring God back into our lives, into our society, into our culture. We pushed him out. And when that happens, you become rudderless. Our whole society has been cheering for things that are immoral. and actually frowning upon things that are moral and right and righteous. And so we need to get things back. And I think there is a spiritual battle underway right now. I believe that the moral folks out there are winning this battle. People are waking up and saying, wait a minute, I didn't realize that they were teaching our kids that at school. I'm sending my precious boy or precious girl off to school, and they're trying to tell them they can be a different gender. They're filling their minds with poison when it comes to racial hatred of others. They're filling their minds with lies when it comes to our country that we love so much, that is such an exceptional, amazing country that God had a hand in. And I believe we really need to get back to God and bringing God back in our lives. That will help. And, you know, I'm a big admirer of Ronald Reagan. He was the president of my youth. And I love that somebody sent me a soundbite or a quote from him recently. And it was basically that when he was president and people brought questions or issues to him, you know, his staff, he said, never come to me and tell me what the political ramifications of an issue are, of a problem are. I want to make all decisions based on what's right and what's wrong. I don't want to even think or consider what the political ramifications are. And we need to get back to that. So many people, when they get into politics, have this desire to climb the ladder of politics and keep moving up politically. We need people who don't want to be in politics. And I think that's what we're seeing right now with a lot of these candidates, real citizen politicians stepping forward and jumping in, reluctant politicians jumping in because they realize that we have to push these lifer career politicians out. They are the ones who are driving our country into a ditch and destroying it.
Well, and I think you're going to be rewarded for that sort of approach because it's obvious. And I think Governor DeSantis is going to be rewarded for that sort of approach as well, of both of you guys being bold leaders, you know, not caring about the polling, but just saying and doing what is right, which is what we need. So I read that Time magazine piece on you, which I was actually surprised. It was really good. It wasn't really a hit piece. So, you know, there are a bunch of lefties, but I thought it was really good about you. And what you had talked about is you said that you chose to run for governor because during COVID, we realized just how big of a role governors have in our lives. What should Republican governors be doing to stand up against a federal government that so many Americans fear right now?
Well, we just have to remember our origins. It was the states that created the federal government, not the other way around. States have sovereignty, and we've lost that because we've ceded so much power and control to the federal government, to these agencies that are run by career bureaucrats who really have no power over us, but we've handed them our power. And once you give away that power, you got to fight and claw to get it back. So, you know, we're just going back to the Constitution and you know, a more federalist way of operating. And that's what we need to do. And we saw some good governors during COVID. I was really impressed with the way Kristi Noem handled the situation. I'm impressed with DeSantis, but we have to remember who crawled so we could walk, and that was President Trump. He was the one who came out and worked so hard. Like, you know, they said he was a bull in the china shop. We needed that. We needed somebody to be a bull in the china shop, somebody who had brutal honesty, who was brash and could show us what was going on. And I think shake some of us awake. And so we need more governors who are willing to fight for their state and their people. And I think we're seeing that right now with some of the people running. I'm really impressed with this crop of politicians, I hate to even use that word, Lisa, of citizens who are running to help their state. When I said that I decided to run for governor because of what we saw during COVID, I wasn't going to run for politics at all. And when I quit my job, the people of Arizona, who I covered for 27 years, reached out in droves and said, would you please consider running for office? We need somebody who we trust, who understands Arizona, and who will fight for us. And at first, I kind of laughed at the idea. I thought, are you kidding me? I'm leaving the world of fake news, the corrupt news, and you want me to go into the even more corrupt world of politics? But I got to thinking about it and looking at the landscape out there, and I thought, if not me, then who will do this? Are we just going to get another career politician? And so I decided to throw my hat into the ring, and some people were telling me, you should run for Congress. And I just didn't think I would be able to make a big difference in Congress. And I thought my name, ID, my understanding of Arizona, I would be best suited to run for governor.
I think you would hate Congress, to be honest. I worked on Capitol Hill. You're too much of a leader. It would probably drive you crazy. I don't think you would like it.
And the traveling would not be fun either. And Arizona needs some strength right now. Let's face it, our border's wide open. We have handed the control, not we, Biden and his people handed control of our border to the narco-terrorists, the cartels. And if we don't get a strong governor in Arizona, I think it's the most important state right now. We will lose our country. We're on the verge with this border being wide open and nobody doing anything about it. If we don't get someone to jump in there and do something, I don't know that we can get through two more years before we can get Biden out of office. We need someone who will go in and take control of the border. And that's what we intend to do starting on day one.
Quick commercial break. Back with Carrie Lake.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
I do believe November 8th is sort of our last stand as Americans to try to take this country back, claw it back from the destruction that we have seen. I know you are a busy woman. Is there anything you'd like to leave us with before we go, Carrie?
You know, I think as scary as times are right now, and I know many of us maybe lay awake at night and think about what's happening and wonder, how do we get through this? Just remember that God placed each and every one of us here for a reason. I don't believe God makes mistakes. He gave us all a set of skills. And, you know, my skills are an understanding of Arizona, a relationship with the people, an ability to communicate, and, an ability to actually navigate politics because I covered it for so long. And I'm using that skill. But maybe your skill is something else, something different. We all have a skill to use right now to save our country. I'm so pleased with the people coming out, getting involved, who never have been involved in politics. And now they are rabid. They are so excited about getting involved and saving their state. Wherever we go, we're drawing huge crowds. And I'm not telling you that to be boastful. I'm telling you that because Americans and Arizonans are ready to take back their government. And it's such a beautiful thing. It's very much the spirit of 1776. And I'm so excited and so hopeful that even though times feel dark, I really do believe our best days are ahead of us. And I'm not just saying that. I feel it. Something big is happening here in Arizona, and I'm hoping it's happening in other states as well. So don't lose hope. Don't lose heart. We are going to do great things and restore America to its great days.
I feel it too. I've never been to Arizona, but you kind of make me want to go visit. So I feel like I need to do that now.
Come on down. We'd love to have you. It's beautiful down here.
That's what I hear. Well, you're awesome, Carrie. I appreciate your time. I know you're busy. We're rooting for you. We're praying for you. And I really do believe we need more leaders like you. So I respect you and I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Lisa. And thanks for having me on.
That was Carrie Lake running for governor in Arizona. She's awesome, isn't she? I wish we had more time. Look, these candidates are crazy right now. I mean, they are working morning to night. They're doing, 15 events per day, media, etc. So I wanted to be respectful of her schedule as she's out trying to earn Arizonans' vote. So appreciate you guys listening to this show. I want to thank John Cassio, my producer, for putting the show together. Please leave us a review, give us ratings on Apple Podcasts as well every Monday and Thursday, but you can listen throughout the week. Thanks for listening.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.